Even though food is plentiful in America, our bodies receive fewer nutrients than they did 50 years earlier. The commercial products we use every day contain more than 85,000 chemicals. Our food and water are poisoned as well. Until the 1950s, the U.S. was predominantly a rural nation. People mostly ate fresh homegrown garden foods. No foods contained genetically modified organisms, GMOs, and chemical food additives were rarely used. Beginning in the late 1940s, corporate food producers increasingly began offering processed, nutrient-deficient foods, previously unknown in human history. Children growing up in the 1960s were, for the first time, subjected to imitation foods, processed consumables that appeared and tasted nutritious, but lacked any real nourishment. By the 1970s, the American diet consisted of non-nutritious white bread and other unnatural food products. By the 1980s, Americans raised on imitation foods, drinking fluoridated water and distracted by disco, had become apathetic and lazy. We are not aware of these things because precious few recognize that we are being psychologically programmed by a mass media controlled by a mere handful of corporate owners. This handful of multinational media corporations, many with interlocking directors and owners, control everything we see and hear, from movies, TV, and newspapers, to satellite networks, magazines, even book clubs and billboards. Indeed, the complicity of the mass media ensures that we cannot protest the population reduction that threatens our very lives.